today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you for choosing this program to listen to. Today we're going to speak about the blessings of visiting Imam Reza's Hale Shrine. And today is Sunday, 8th of Zilqada, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 7th of Khordad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 28th of May, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we'll learn about verses 5 to 6 from chapter Al-Qasas.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. ونريد أن نمن على الذين استضعفوا في الأرض ونجعلهم أئمة ونجعلهم الوارثين.
And we wanted to confer favor upon those who were oppressed in the land and make them leaders and make them inheritors.
وَنُمَكِّنَ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَنُرِيَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَهَامَانَ وَجُنُودَهُمَا مِنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَحْذَرُونَ.
And establish them in the land, and show Pharaoh and his minister Haman and their soldiers through them that which they had feared.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Imam Zainul Abidin, Ali ibn al-Husayn, peace be upon him, once in a tradition said, "By the one who raised Muhammad legitimately as the giver of glad tidings and warner, verily the righteous of us Ahlul Bayt and their followers are like Moses and his followers. Finally, we will be victorious and they will be destroyed, and the government of the truth and justice will be ours." Of course, the worldly government of Mahdi, peace be upon him, may Allah hasten his reappearance, at the end will never hinder the limited Islamic government to be formed before it by the oppressed ones against the oppressors. Then whenever they prepare its conditions, the certain promise and divine will be accomplished for them, and they will gain this victory.
Allahumma salli ala Ali ibn Musa al-Rizal al-Murtadha. Al-Imam al-Taqi. وحجتك على من فوق الأرض ومن تحت الثرى يا الصديق الشهيد صلاة كثيرة تامة ذاكية متواصلة متواترة مترادفة كأفضل من أوليائه.
So we come back to our topic. What blessings does Imam Reza's ziyarah entail? Imam Reza, peace be upon him, has such a prominent place as one of the Prophet's descendants and as the eighth Imam that in some narratives, his ziyarah is considered superior to Imam Hussein's ziyarah in Karbala. The reason is that some groups of Shia may believe in the third Imam's imamate, but they may not accept the following Imams. Therefore, acceptance of Imam Reza's imamate implies a belief in the holy 12 Imams, peace be upon them, and hence a proof of 12 Imams' branch of Shia Islam. In Usul al-Kafi, late Sheikh Sadur narrated that all of the Shias have a vow to the innocent Imams, and to visit their holy shrine is the way to keep the vow. Therefore, if anyone who rushes to visit their shrines willingly and while believing in what they appreciate, the innocent Imams will be his or her intercessor or on the resurrection day.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about the blessings of Imam Reza alayhi salam and the importance of his graveyard and holy shrine. God Almighty said in Quran that the Prophet's reward is love for his near relatives. In explaining the circumstances of revelation of this ayah and verse of the Holy Quran, it is stated that this verse had been revealed to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam after his farewell pilgrimage, that is Hajjatul Wada. Since after the event of Ghadir, many enemies rebuked him and said that the succession of Imam Ali alaihi salam is the reward of the prophecy. Many also approached Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "We will leave our properties to you for the meetings and plans due to such offers." This noble verse was revealed. Due to such offers, this noble verse was revealed. With this love, one can achieve the earthly and heavenly bliss and blessings and is placed among the believers. The believers also show love to him and can gain a deep insight of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the holy Imams alayhi wasallam. We have to say that Imam Reza alayhi salam has such a prominent place as one of the Prophet's descendants and as the eighth Imam that in some narratives and narrations, his ziyarah and his pilgrimage is considered superior to Imam Hussein's ziyarah in Karbala. The reason is that some groups of Shias may believe in the third Imam's imamate, but they may not accept the following Imam. Therefore, acceptance of Imam Reza alayhi salam and the imamate of Imam Reza alayhi salam implies a belief of the holy 12 Imams in the Shia school of thought, and hence a proof of Ithna Ashari branch of Shia. Of Shia Islam. Allahumma salli ala Ali ibn Musa ar-Ridha al-Murtada
al-Imam al-Taqi al-Naqi. O Allah, send blessings upon Ali ibn Musa ar-Ridha, the contented, the spotlessly pure leader, and your authority on the face of the earth, and below it, the truthful and the martyr, perpetually abundant blessings that are pure and continue ceaselessly, the best of the blessings that you have sent upon any of your chosen ones.
You're listening to today's special, and now we learn about his character. Imam Reza's character, and now his knowledge. Imam Reza alayhi salam thoroughly encompassed all sciences and knowledge. The historians and narrators have unanimously agreed that he was the most knowledgeable of the people of his time, the most meritorious of them, and the most learned of them in the precepts of religion and other sciences such as philosophy and medicine. Talking about the Imam's abundant knowledge, Abdus Salam Heravi has said, "I have never seen a person more knowledgeable than Ali ibn Musa Reza. When a religious scholar sees him, he bears witness for him as being the most knowledgeable as I do. Al-Ma'mun gathered for him in assemblies a number of the scholars of religions, the jurists of Islamic law, and theologians. However, he overcame them to the extent that they acknowledged his excellence over them and confessed their feebleness before him." One question exists here. How to make the most of ziyarah of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them? One answer could be on feeling special. What does it mean? Feel special that you have been invited to perform ziyarah of the infallible imams. Ulama of akhlaq, the scholars of ethics, tells us that no one can come for ziyarah without a personal invitation of the infallible. Not everyone has been given this invitation. How many people from your country do you know who are having a mundane day today while you have been given such amazing opportunity? It is due to the infallible's invitation that you are going for ziyarah. Even though it may seem that you did all the work of getting a visa, buying a ticket, packing your bags, and etc. These were just formalities. They were the ones who made the arrangements that made it possible for you to go. Special note for visiting Imam Reza, peace be upon him. As a foreigner here, he has a special attention on you because he's the qareeb or foreigner.
The seventh Imam actually talked about the importance of visiting the shrine of Imam Rawa alayhi salam. Although, you know, Imam was still not Shaheed. This is when Imam Musa Kazim is alive. He says, "Man dhara qabra waladi Ali, kana lahu indallahi sab'una hijjatan mabrura." He says, "Whoever visits the grave of my son Ali, the reward that he will receive will be 70 Hajj, which are accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." So the companion there, Sulaiman al-Maruzi, from the seventh Imam, he says, "Sab'una Hajj." Imam, did you say 70 Hajj? The reward of visiting the shrine of Imam Rida alayhi salam. He says, "Did you say 70 or 7? And this is where Imam then increases the number. He says, "Yes, not only that, وَسَبْعُونَ أَلْفَ هِجَّةٍ 70,000 Hajj." Means the reward will be even multiplied more. And this person was surprised even more. And this is where Imam says, "Remember, you know, whoever visits the shrine or spends the night there, كَمَنْ زَارَ اللَّهُ فِي عَرْشِهِ, it's as if he is going to visit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala around the throne and arsh of Allah in the heavens. Ali Musa Reza, Ali Musa Reza, Ali Musa Reza, Ya Ali Musa Reza, Ali Musa Reza,
علي موسى الرضا يا علي موسى الرضا.
Inshallah, on the next episode of today's special, we'll learn more about Ziyarah, especially Imam Reza's Ziyarah. Thank you very much, and we'll leave you in Allah's blessings. Fi amanillah.
Every sound and every voice in every language ever heard. Each drop of ink that has been used to write every single word. They could never portray everything I feel in my heart and wanna say. And it's hard to explain why I could never describe my love for you.